Today's episode contains scenes depicting anxiety and animal duress. Please stay safe, and thank you for wandering with us. This episode of The Wanderer was produced on the stolen lands of the Massachusetts, Catawba, Cheyenne, and Ute peoples. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider joining us in making a donation to the Massachusetts Center for Native American Awareness, working across Massachusetts to preserve Native American cultural traditions, to advance public knowledge and understanding that helps dispel inaccurate information about Native Americans, and directly support Massachusetts Native Americans with needs and education costs. You can make a donation at mcnss.org/donate. That's mcnss.org/donate, or at the link in the show notes. Thank you.
The Wanderer will begin after these short messages. Thank you for your support.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
The Wanderer is made possible by our generous supporters. We'd especially like to thank Marin Schroeder, Charles Gustine, Alistair Mills, Jeff Van Driesen, Kristen Tallis, and Morgan Ainsley. If you'd like to help support independent storytelling and hear your name before each episode, visit callofthewander.com/support or find the link in the show notes and join us today. I remember waking up from nightmares when I was a kid, drenched in sweat, head pounding. Ma would come in and hold me, tell me it was just a dream, that I was safe and sound, that if I could think of some place sunny and warm, those terrible visions wouldn't return. She'd hold me until I fell back asleep, and then slowly sneak away. As I grew older, I realized it's not the sunny fields or warm beaches that help you keep the nightmares away. Not really. It's just having someone to hold on to. Before I met Andrew, I learned the true power of nightmares. When you're asleep, all they can do is scare you. But once they've got you awake, they can keep you that way. Close your eyes for a moment, and the darkness comes rushing back, reminding you that terror lies just on the other side of consciousness. And so your eyes whip open. You trace the shadows in the corners, make note of every creep and crack, and hope your fatigue can outweigh your fear. I had a lot of sleepless nights before I met Andrew, but knowing he's there, an arm's length away, that's enough. Enough to put me at ease. Enough to let me rest. I've had many sleepless nights in this forest, and they're only getting worse. Not to mention the increasingly late evenings. I'm tired. I'm running on embers. I don't know how much longer it's physically possible for me to keep going on like this. There's one thing I'm holding on to. one thing that's keeping me going. Keep going, or... What? What do you want from me? Is this another test? Haven't I... No. You're right. I'm sorry. Looks like a trap. And not a very kind one. I get that people need to eat, but do they have to be such brutes about it? Leaving the poor thing out here in pain and agony for the last hours of its life? Oh, you poor thing. Let me... Easy there. I'm just gonna take a look. Definitely a broken leg. You know anyone else? Any other sorry wanderer chasing after their lost love and you'd be left for bacon. But you happened to be found by...
The only one who can help.
The only one who can help. But a broken leg is a lot. And I'd have so little magic left. This would be it. No more magic until we get home. No more magic if Andrew needs it.
Need.
So it seems you need me here after all. Need someone to talk some sense into you. Put this poor, wretched creature out of its misery.
Lift that silver hatchet up above your head and bring all of your force down on its
neck. You might even get a meal out of it.
It's been days since you've eaten.
You need food more than it needs its life.
And what does Andrew need?
You're not wrong. I don't have enough magic. And I need the food. But it doesn't seem right.
Right. You want to consider what's right? Is it right that the hunter sets such a cruel trap? Right that you've been pulled from the wander to care for this thing? Is it right that you've been out here for so long with no end in sight? Right. Well, then maybe it's not about what's right. Maybe it's about who I am. Who I want to be. I want to be the kind of person that helps. Even when things are bad. Even when I have to dig deep. Even when I have nothing left to give.
Give
it up already. There won't be any more of you left. If you can't kill it, then just leave it. Let nature take its course. But don't waste your magic.
It is not a waste.
It is a waste! And you'll know I'm right when you find Andrew and he has a broken leg, or worse, and there will be nothing you can do to help him. And then who will it be that finds Andrew?
It will still be me.
Wrong! If you're the person who helps, if you're the person who digs deep, and you have nothing to give him when you find him, did you even find him? Or will that be someone else standing before him? Could he even still recognize you? Could he actually be your Andrew if you're not still his wanderer?
I gain nothing by giving myself up before I've even gotten there!
Good.
Thank you. That left me just a little magic. If I could ask you for just one more thing. Please, please let me hold on to this last bit. In case he's hurt when I find him. I need to be able to help him. For both our sakes. I've had a lot of sleepless nights in this forest, and they're only getting worse. I'm tired. I'm running out of energy. I'm running out of me to give. But there's one thing I am holding on to. One thing that's keeping me going. Someday, I'm going to wake from this nightmare. And you'll be right there. An arm's length away. And I can go back to sleep. I can rest. I don't even think that's a memory. Sure, it's happened before, but it's one of those little mundanities that blends into the song two lovers compose in their goings-on. No, not a memory. A hope. A past still echoing forwards. A future I wander towards. Each morning when I wake, each day as I wander, each night as I close my eyes and pray for any amount of repose, that hope carries me on. I'm holding on to that hope. For now, I wander. I wander. I wander my way back to you.
The Wanderer will continue after these short messages. And now, back to The Wanderer.
Snow-capped peaks rise, sharp, bold, and strong. Weathered and sturdy, o'er the bustle and the throng. When you need to find west, listen for their solemn song. Till the mountains are there no more, no more. Till the mountains are there no more. Foam-capped waves rise, fast, cold, and strong. The place we all begin, the place we all belong. When you need to find east, listen for her ever song. Till the ocean is there no more, no more. Till the ocean is there no more.
by the peaks and the waves, the cardinals decree that this is the land, evermore it shall be. But their laws break like stone and like waves and like me. Since the mountains are there no more, no more, and the oceans are there no more, and you are there no more. The moon rises forever, not knowing where to set. Without peaks or waves, memory is all we get. I'll be aimless and rambling and filled with regret. Till you are there once more, once more. Till you are there once more. And the waves will roar once more, once more. And the peaks will cut the sky once more. And the land will know east once more, once more. And the moon will know west once more. And you'll be in my arms once more, once more. And you'll be in my arms once more.
The voice of the wanderer is T.H. Ponders. The voice of the forest is Jeanette Berry. The Wanderer is written and sound designed by T.H. Ponders. Produced by Jordan Stillman. Show art and design is by V. Silverman. Additional art by Olivia Lee. Transcripts and full credits for each episode are available at callofthewander.com. Ad sales and marketing support by Fable and Folly. Our special thanks goes out to Sean Howard, Russ Moore, Christina Orlando, Bob Raymunda, Alexander Danner, Jeff Van Driesen, and Esther Ellis. The Wanderer wouldn't exist without the generous support of each and every one of our listeners. Help us keep it going by heading over to callofthewander.com/support. There are so many ways to help the show, and you can get early access to the episodes and behind-the-scenes goodies. Again, that's callofthewander.com/support. Please stay safe, and thank you for wandering with us.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sine. That's a geometric waveform or arc that rises and falls. And a new Canadian TTRPG and podcast inspired by that almost soothing mathematical motion. Let me show you. The action begins to rise as powerful strangers in a ruined yet vibrant world band together.
If you run north, they will chase you. I suggest you stand behind me.
Partner, I'd rather stand beside you if you're willing to help.
Tension continues to mount higher as our characters must push themselves beyond their usual limits.
As I'm climbing into the driver's seat, I'm going to say to Sarah, sometimes you got to make tough decisions. I'm driving now.
And it peaks as the danger and excitement hits its zenith, leading to great failure or success.
Fenrir would be just fire at this point.
She straight up might die. Like, this encounter might murder you.
You know what? You lit me on fire! We're gonna be on fire, baby!
And this tension relaxes with tragedy, but more often humor, that comes with great pals being around a virtual table playing a game. Discover Sine on your favorite podcast player. S-I-N-E. Choices of the characters are theirs to make, but the fate of the world is up to the dice.